I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is brought to you this week by drbillbailey.net netcasts. Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time for another Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, netcast. Ha ha! And we have, as usual, much stuff. And, you know, as you saw, we are sponsored this week by ourselves. How cool is that? No, we have our own Roku channel, and I want to remind you of that this week. We have a Roku channel called Dr. Bill Bailey Netcasts on Roku, okay? So all you gotta do is go to the new Roku interface, go into the channel store, and scroll down looking for the blue background with the orange Zap logo. Yes, that you see here on the screen, and you will find our channel. Here's the thing, okay? Do two things for me. First, subscribe. That's important. And as you subscribe, you'll notice there's some little stars there. Click on the fifth star to give us 5 stars. You might say, well, Dr. Bill, what if I don't think you're worth 5 stars? Well, phooey. Do it anyway. Here's why. It's all part of a grand master scheme to get the silliness to the universe. Yes, at least to Roku viewers. Okay, so if you give us 5 stars, it will elevate us up in the rankings and people will see us more prominently displayed. Okay, so cool. Okay, let's talk about some of the cool stuff that's on the blog, shall we? Of course, the blog is drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Yes. Oh, before I forget, actually, I already did forget. Sorry, but I remembered. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Whew, don't want to forget that. Anyway, back to the blog. Raspberry Pi. Now, that's not pie that you would eat like an apple pie. I like apple pie, actually. I don't know about Raspberry Pi in terms of a real pie. I actually haven't had a Raspberry Pi. I like Raspberry fairly well. Anyway, I'm digressing. The point is, you know what I'm talking about. The Raspberry Pi little bitty computer card device. Yes, I've talked to you about that before. Well, now they have software for noobs. Noob, of course, is the term we affectionately use for newbies, people who aren't as technically savvy, let's say, as some of us that are old geezers in the industry. Yeah, over 30 years in the computer industry professionally. You can tell, right? Anyway, noobs will have fun with these new software things. They have a new program from Raspberry Pi Foundation, and it is the new out-of-the-box software. Get it? N-O-O-B-S, noobs? Ha ha, yes. It's been developed with first-time users in mind. And so, they have noobs on a 4 gigabyte or larger SD card that you can install, and you will get the Raspbian operating system for the Raspberry Pi, Fedora, and other flavor, and 2 flavors of XBMC, which is the media player. It's more than that. It's kind of a, It's like a media center. Yes. I think it stands for Xbox Media Center or something like that, but I'm not sure. Anyway, Raspbian is a free operating system based on Debian optimized for the Raspberry Pi hardware. And the Raspbian team says it provides more than a pure OS as it comes with over 35,000 packages of pre-compiled bundled software. Dude, that's pretty cool. Anyway, it's neat stuff. Now, as you know, the Raspberry Pi is a really cool miniature computer, and there's new stuff coming out with it, like a $25 camera board attachment, which allows you to have a camera on your Raspberry Pi. Now, they just announced it, so it'll probably be a while before it's out, but cool. Now, let me give you an update on some software that I've recommended before as a Geek Software of the Week. You never so often Geek Software of the Weeks have to be updated because there's new versions. Well, there's a new version of this. And it's not the official Geek Software of the Week. Otherwise, you'd have heard Fred do a drum roll. But he knows better. Ha, ha, ha. Because this isn't the actual Geek Software of the Week. We'll get to that later. But this is awesome. And it is a new version of Handbrake. Handbrake is a video converter thing that is open source. You know I love the open source. Yes. Get all those proprietary evil empire types out of the picture and have good old pure straight to the user open source. I love it. And so that's what Handbrake is. And you can have all kinds of conversions from MP4 to and M4V to MKV and H.264 and on and on and on. All these different video formats can be converted. You can add title and chapter selection, queue up multiple encodes, chapter markers. You can add all kinds of stuff using Handbrake. It's awesome. And it's published under the new general public license. New, as in GNU, but pronounced new. That's confusing, but that's okay. It's just one of those geeky things. Okay, you've seen some stuff in the news this week, I'm sure, about how the government, I like doing that, calling the government government. It harkens back to my redneck heritage. A proud redneck, yes. Well, okay, maybe I'm no longer officially a redneck because I've gotten too geeky. Oh well. But it's still my heritage. Yes. Anyway, the government is scanning our email and internet postings. Now, personally, okay. How to put this succinctly? I am personally opposed to invasion of privacy, on just general moral grounds. I am a big believer in personal freedoms, yes, and so I'm against it, okay? People scanning my email and my postings and all those kinds of things. However, here's the thing about that. Personally, they could read my email all day long and they'd be bored out of their minds. You know what I'm saying? I'm about as, you know, menacing as a bunny rabbit. And bunny rabbits are not very menacing, in case you hadn't noticed that. Anyway, this is still kind of scary, though, from a personal privacy point of view, which is important to me. Don't get me wrong, okay? You may think that because I kind of joke around here that I'm not serious about it, but I am, in fact, quite serious. Yes, you know that to be true. Anyway, the NSA and the FBI are tapping directly into the central servers of 9 leading U.S. internet companies, extracting audio and video chats, photographs, emails, documents, and connection logs that enable an analyst. Two-track foreign targets, according to the top-secret document obtained by the Washington Post. Now, this is a portion of a Washington Post article that I have posted here. I didn't post the whole article. You can click on the link, and I encourage you to do so to read the whole article. But, dude, now I'm all for them finding terrorists. Okay? But this is America. M-A-M-U-R. ICA, America, and we don't go in for such tromping over our rights. Yes. So, get out of our email, government. Just saying. Next item. You've heard me talk about the Ouya gaming console, which I still want to get one eventually. Well, there's a lot of folks that are competing with Ouya, okay? And this is one of them. And they have an interesting methodology here. Basically, what they do is they provide the hardware for free, at least right now, for May and June, okay? Which we're through May, so it's into June now. So the rest of this month, you can get the hardware free. All you have to do is pay shipping on this hardware called Game Pop. All right. But what you have to do to qualify for the free hardware is you have to subscribe to their gaming service, which is $9.95 a month. Now, if you do, you get all their games delivered through the gaming console, which connects to your HDTV. Not bad. And the hardware looks cool. It's one of those silvery looking cubes that has been perched on its corner that's been flattened. There's a picture in the blog, you can see it there, but it looks cool. And it's got lots of games available. Android-based games, because it's an Android operating system. But still, you gotta admit, kind of a neat idea. Now, I have a video from YouTube, the old YouTube, which is in the blog. If you want to go to the blog, drbill.tv, and look at the video, you can see it there, right? Which is a cool idea. Always go to the blog. Whoa! Yes, that was, in fact, wow, the Geek Software of the Week drum roll. Thank you, Fred, wherever you are, for doing that to me. He lives for this, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, the Geek Software of the Week this week is Feed Reader. Yes. As you well know, the interwebs all shed a collective tear when it was announced that Google Reader would be discombobulated or discontinued or killed. Yes, and there was much wailing and gnashing of teeth amongst all of us geeks. Now, personally, I don't use Google Reader, so I wasn't that upset, but it was sad that Google is abandoning the RSS reader, really simple syndication RSS reader, because all blogs are based on RSS feeds, and all of our videos, like this very video you're watching, is available through RSS feeds, so you need a reader to be able to see all the feeds that you might subscribe to. And it's important to subscribe. You need to subscribe to the podcasts, netcasts, and so forth in order to support them, okay? So, you need a good RSS reader. Well, this Geek Software of the Week this week is such a reader. It is a good reader. There are various versions. There's an online version, and there's browser version, and there's all kinds of stuff. It's called Feed Reader. Check it out. It is theoretically the best alternative to Google Reader, and you should check this out. They say themselves, Feed Reader Online is one of the very best Google Reader alternatives, allowing you to view all your feeds any way you want in any browser on any device without installing a single application. Just sign in and enjoy your feeds. Okay, so cool. Feed Reader Lookup, on the other hand, is a unique search engine for internet feeds. Now you don't need to tediously Google them up from across the web. Type in a few keywords in the lookup search box and the feed you need, and you will find it and subscribe to it all in one place. Pretty cool. Then there's the Feed Reader browser. All your feeds within reach let you quickly find news and feeds on any topic. So, pretty neat. Geek Software of the Week this week, Feed Reader. All right. And are you ready for something personal? Well, not personal, I guess, for me, but somewhat related to me. And that is, of course, you can't get more related than this, my son, the Game Master. The Game Master, dude, he made the Dean's List again. I'm so proud of him. You know, when I was in college, making the Dean's List was not even a thought. Let's just put it that way, okay? But the Game Master's got it going on. You know what I'm saying? So, he, of course, made the Dean's List again, and I'm proud of him. But his university, High Point University, his dear old alma mater, had a commencement graduation speech recently, of which Steve Wozniak, the Woz, who helped Steve Jobs invent the Mac computer, the Woz is quite a character. The Woz and I are similar in our strangeness. Yes. Well, anyway, the Woz was a speaker, the commencement speaker, at High Point University, okay? And so while he was there, Nito Cobain, the chancellor and whatever, he pulled him aside and said, "Hey, Woz, wouldn't you like to become officially an advisor on our board for the communications department?" And the Woz went, "Dude, sounds cool," right? So he has become, this was an announcement made June 4th, Steve Wozniak, Apple co-founder and creator of the first personal computer, has joined the Nito R. Cobain School of Communication Advisory Board at High Point University. Dude, that's just so cool. Now, it was also cool that my son, the Game Master, Benjamin, was a junior marshal at this commencement event and got to hear the Woz speak, and he thought it was cool. But, you know, the Woz is cool. I've seen him. He's quite a character. And I've got a picture of him there on the blog doing the hand thing like the doctor does. Like I said, we're somewhat birds of a feather. We even have gray in our beards. Anyway, I guess we're probably roughly the same age. That's kind of odd to think about. But anyway, pretty cool stuff. So, oh, the other thing I need to mention is that, how should I put this? Last week I mentioned that I was going to do a face-off between the Nexus 10 tablet and the Apple iPad with my buddy Chucky Daniel. Well, Chucky came down and we had lunch, but he had to run and he couldn't come be on the program, sadly, okay? But he's coming back. He'll be back in a few weeks, okay? So we still may be able to get to do the face-off comparison. However, in the meantime, later today, I'll be doing a handheld hack where I talk about the actual differences between the iPad and the Nexus 10. So I got some feedback on the old YouTube channel, Dr. Bill Bailey YouTube channel, that people were looking forward to that. So I want to say that the handheld hack will have that on that channel soon, okay, like later today. But the official right in front of your face matchup won't be till later, okay? Sorry. But it's just one of those timing things, okay? So wanted to make that announcement as well. So that's it for the Dr. Bill Show this week. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.